弟兄姐妹要找 Maybe I should interpret after all. 就是 interpret for me. 好几年前我们在马来西亚有些培训的工作。
Many years ago in Malaysia we have training.
有一天礼拜五的中午的时候，突然间发现了所有的店铺都关门了。
And we realized that on Friday, all the stores were closed.
我们就问什么事啊？
So we asked what's going on.
他说不是啊，每个礼拜五都是这样的。
Oh, and they told us it's like this every Friday.
中午的时间，他们伊斯兰的教徒到他们的庙里面去敬拜神。
It's because on every Friday, the Muslims would go into the mosque.
那时候我们住在楼上，我们在窗口在看马路上的情况。
And so we were on the second floor of the building, and we were looking down, and we were looking at what's happening on the roads.
他们都穿了白色的衣，戴了白色的帽，到那个清真寺里面去敬拜神。
So many of them, they were in white robes, and they had white caps, and they were walking towards the mosque.
本来都非常繁忙的马路，突然间都是敬拜的人在当中。
And so it was a busy street, and it, many worshippers of Islam. Filled the streets.
还没到中午，他们都进到清真寺里面去了。
And before it was noon, they were already in the mosque.
当时我就自己反省，我们基督教在的地方，对他们有什么影响呢
？And so at that point in time, I was reflecting what kind of influence do we Christians have in that place?
啊，你可以轻轻撞那个麦克。当时我觉得我们基督徒在这个伊斯兰教的国家当中，如果影响他们，我们的敬虔比他们高还是低呢
？And so we're thinking, if we Christians were in the Islamic world, is our faith, our piety, more or less than the Muslims?
如果他们来到教会的时候，看到我们怎么去敬拜神，会不会觉得这个很大的吸引呢？
And if they are to come to church and look at the way that we carry out our worship, would that be attractive for them?
我的结论说他们瞧不起我们的。
My conclusion is that they will look down on us.
他觉得我们的义比你们的义更高。
They will think that our righteousness is
我们的敬虔比你们敬虔更好。
My piety is more than yours.
我为什么要信耶稣呢
？Why should I believe in Jesus?
这给我很大的提醒。
And this is a great reminder for me.
谢谢大家，很多弟兄姐妹今天都准时来敬拜神。
And thank you everyone for being on time.
不但是对侍奉的人员很大的鼓励。
It is not only a great encouragement for those who are serving.
也是留给慕道有一个非常好的印象。
But it also leads for our seeker friends.A very good impression.
十点钟之前，这里都坐满人了。
Before 10 o'clock, this place is filled.
表示我们尊敬我们的神。
It shows that we are respectful of our God.
我们还讲到之前，我想为弟兄姐妹做个祷告。
Before we go into the sermon, I would like to pray for brothers and sisters.
我们知道中间有些身体软弱的。
We know that among us, there are some who are physically weak.
在工作上面有些挣扎的。
Struggles at work.
有的家庭里面也有担负担的。
Burdens within the family.
亲的人也有他们前面要面对一些的挑战。
For the youngsters, there are challenges ahead.
所以这是我为你们做个祷告。
And right now, I'd like to pray for everyone.
We don't need interpretation. 我们一起来祷告，好吧？亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，这个时候给我们有这个权利来亲近你，来敬拜你。这不是我们应该有的权利，而是你给我们的恩典，给我们的机会。我们珍惜这个时间与你相遇，也与弟兄姐妹有个交通的时间。恳求圣灵在我们中间的运行。我们尽量当中身体软弱的肢体。有的甚至今天不能够来，主啊，无论他在家里或者医院里面，求你也亲自与他们同在，赐给他们平安，赐给他们喜乐，在困难痛苦的日子里面感受你的同在。我们知道有的家庭也有面对不同的困难，有的是父母的需要，有的是儿女的需要。主啊，当我们这个时候奉耶稣的名为他们祷告的时候，求你垂听，按你自己的时间为他们找到出路。很多家人还没信主，主啊，求你怜悯他们， 打开他们的心眼，早日认识耶稣基督。We also thank you that many will be graduating from college next week. Pray that you bless them. This is a real new life milestone for them. Pray that you guide them into their future. Whether they're going to further study, whether they're going to a new job, may your presence be their encouragement, be their strength. We also know who will be going to college next year. As they venture into this new area of their life, new period of study, pray that you watch over them. Help them to study with a sense of discernment, absorbing the knowledge they need to know, also with that spiritual discernment, knowing what to reject when it has contradiction with your word, with your will. So we commit our young people into your hands too. We all have needs, but we have a God who is loving, who cares for each one of us, and watches over us from day to day. 主啊，这个时候求你圣灵向我们每个人来讲话，透过你的话语对我们有提醒。祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣灵，阿门。几年前我们到意大利培训的时候
，years ago when we were carrying out training sessions in Italy，
当地的一位家庭说，你们离开意大利，我要请你吃个地道的意大利餐。
There's a family, before our departure, the family said, we're going to treat you to something that is local.
因为当时我们在华人当中工作，每天都吃中餐的。
Because at that time, we're working among Chinese in Italy, so we're eating Chinese food.
我自己想意大利餐，你们想到什么？
And whenever you think about Italian food, what do you think about?
Pizza 啦 ,spaghetti 啦，对吗？
Right?
当天是我们坐下来就侍应生就来拿问要吃什么。
So that day when we were at the restaurant, we sat down and the waiter asked, "What do you want to eat?"
他们用方言讲话了，我听不懂意大利话。
They were speaking in Italian, I don't understand Italian.
讲完之后侍应就回去了。
And so after they had some exchange of words, the waiter left.
很快就端上一些面包来。
And very quickly, they served us some bread.
各种非常好的面包。
A variety, and they all were good-looking bread.
我们的看法就是，你既然端上来，我们就把它吃光了，对不对？
My idea is that since you served us, then we have to finish all of it.
吃了很多面包。
So we ate a lot of bread.
那么面包之后呢，他们就拿这个 salad 来了。
And after the bread came the salad.
很大盆的 salad.
Big bowls of salad.
这个 salad 我们也吃很多啊。
We ate a lot of salad.
既然端上来，我们要把它吃光了吧？
Again, we served the salad, we have to finish it.
表示我们欣赏那个食物。
It shows our appreciation for the food.
那么吃完上来，还有多小菜上来。
After the salad, there were some side dishes.
我们也再吃啦。
We ate more.
吃完后，差不多了吧？
After we finished that, we like.
端了大盆那个面条出来。
And then came the pasta.
哇，这怎么办？
We were at a loss of what to do.
既然端上来吃面条就吃啦。
Since the noodles were served.
摸摸肚皮啦，差不多饱了。
Kind of rubbed my tummy and said, "Wow, kind of full right now."
我就向主人家道谢。
And we thanked our host.
真的满意了。
Wow, this is.
这个地道的意大利餐都吃过了。
Very satisfied. We had true Italian.
站起来要出去了。站起来就要离开。
Stood up and we're about to leave.
他说慢着慢着慢着。
Hold on.
主要的餐还没出来呢。
The main course is yet to be served.
我什么东西啊？
What is that?
你等等啊，主餐会出来了。
Oh, just wait. The main course is going to be served.
我想怎么可以吃得下呢？
I'm thinking, how can we even possibly finish that?
很快呢，侍应把一盘很大块的牛排，香喷喷的 sizzling sound 就拿出来了。
Very quickly, the waiter brought out this steak.
他说这才是意大利餐。如果当时我们离开之前之后呢，永远都不知道真正的意大利餐是什么东西了。请大家打开路加福音十七章。路加十七章。 我们从十一节看到十九节。
We're going to be looking from verses 11 to verse 19.
路加十七章十一到十九节。
Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19.
我是找一位年轻人把英文给我们读一次，好吧？
Try and look for a young person to read the English.
Would you recommend somebody from the youth group?
Oh, I can. I'll be...They will think I'm biased, so you better pick.
看谁翻出来了，他们中间谁翻出来了？谁呀？ Okay, would you stand up and read it for us? 11 to 19, 你们留意听啊。我们鼓励他吧，谢谢。这里面看到有十个长大麻风的人。
So here you see that there are 10 men with leprosy.
象征人共同的苦难。
And they have signifies that they have a common plight.
圣经说耶稣要往耶路撒冷去。
And Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem.
他经过撒玛利亚和加利利这个地方
He passed through Samaria and Galilee
进入个村子
Entered a village
好像是一个偶然的情况
It seems accidental
其实主耶稣从来不会当然从偶然的角度来侍奉的
But Jesus never serves from accidents
我想他知道这里有十个长大麻风的人
I think he knows that there were 10 lepers in the village.
这里说有十个长大麻风的人迎面的来。
And it says that there were these 10 lepers who came toward him.
远远的站着。
They were standing far away.
他们有需要吗？
Do they have needs?
他们有需要。
They have needs.
为什么不亲近耶稣呢？
Why do they not get close to Jesus?
因为当时的律法呢，长大麻风人是被隔离的。
Because by the law of the day,when you have leprosy, you are separated from the people.
他们没有权利接近人群。
They have no rights to get close.
也是不接近的人。
Because they are unclean.
所以这帮人呢，有自己的苦难的。
Because they do have their own suffering.
一种的无奈。
A kind of unspeakable pain.
有孤单。
There's loneliness.
甚至绝望。
Even despair.
他们的生命是没有盼望那种的生命。
Their life is a life without hope.
不但是将来没有盼望，现在也没有机会那种的生命。
They have no hope in the future and even in the present.
我不知道他没有过去那种的回忆。
They do not have memories of the past.
现在在挣扎。
And right now.
怎么在这个社会允许的小小的空间的那找到个生活的位置
？And right now they're struggling. They're trying to survive in a little niche within the society.
他们知道耶稣经过这个地方。
They know that Jesus is passing through this.
远远的站着。
They're standing far away.
高声说。
And they call out at the top of the voice.
耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
Jesus, Rabbi, have mercy on us.
他们求什么呢
？What are they pleading for?
一个小铜钱吗？
A coin?
或者有更高的期望？
Or a higher expectation?
圣经没讲清楚。
The Bible is not clear.
但是从后来他们得到那种的医治呢，是比他当初所要求的更高的。
But we know that from the healing that they received, they in fact received something that was much more than what they were expecting.
所以从这般的大麻风当中看到我们的世上很多的困扰。
So from this band of lepers, we see that we have many troubles.
有的是经济方面的捆绑。
It could be economical.
有的是心理方面的捆绑。
It could be bondage within your heart.
有的是精神方面的捆绑。
Or mental.
使得我们没有那种自由，过我们自己最喜欢那种的生活。
Such that we don't have that freedom to live the life that we would wish to live.
两个礼拜前，师母跟我在 Costa Rica 有些侍奉。
So 2 weeks ago, Mrs. Xi and I, we had some ministry in Costa Rica.
他们教会有很多的团契。
They have many fellowships.
但是有个团契我从来没有听过教会里面有的。
But there's this fellowship that I've never heard of in other churches.
戒赌团契，戒赌博的团契。
And that is to gambling. A fellowship that is particular to getting rid of gambling addiction.
这团契从来没听过的。
I've never heard of such a fellowship.
我在美国，在香港这么多年，在欧洲都这么地方侍奉，没听过教会里面有个戒赌团契。
In America, in Hong Kong, in the many places in Europe that I served, I've never heard of a fellowship that caters to.
我就问他们了，为什么有这个戒赌团契呢
？So I asked, why is there such a fellowship?
他说，华人到 Costa Rica 的时候，他们没有融入当地那种的文化。
I was told that when Chinese arrive in Costa Rica, they do not. Assimilate themselves.
他们的工作时间很长的。
They have long working hours.
有的是开杂货店呢，他们五点钟就开门了。
And there are some convenience stores which opens at 5 a.m.
晚上十点钟再关门。
Closes only at 10 in the
night. 哇，这么长时间。
Such long working hours.
他们甚至一个礼拜里面没有休息的时间。
Sometimes they don't even get to rest within the whole week.
偶尔呢，找到一两个小时到赌场那边赌博了。
So sometimes they can find that 1-2 hours and they'll go to a casino to gamble.
生活好像不断的循环。没有意义那种的循环。
So life is cyclical, but it's a meaningless cycle.
他觉得赌博是唯一的出口。
They think that gambling is the only way out.
他如果赌博呢，赚的大钱呢，就要买个大的房子，就不要受这种的生活所捆绑。
If they gamble and they could have a windfall, then they could buy a big house and they no longer need to.
他们没想到进入这种赌博的生活呢，越来就越深了这个陷阱。
But they do not realize that the more they step into the world of gambling, the deeper they go.
甚至有位弟兄到后来奉献要做传道。
Even it came to a point where there was a brother who dedicated himself to be a pastor.
他已经改过了。
He has turned over a new leaf.
做个好的生意啦。
And he started a good business.
到读神学啦。
He's going to.
他说要做传道人，做牧师。
And he's going to be a pastor.
但是牧师跟他怎么说呢
？But the pastor told him.
你的债怎么办
？What about your debt?
原来他还欠很多很多的钱呢。
Well, he owns a lot.
这个问题呢，把他捆绑得很厉害。
This problem bound it.
使得他没有自由做自己要做的事。
And he's unable to be free in doing what he would like.
人生就受这种的悲惨的情况所捆绑。
And so life in that kind of pitiful situation is bound.
这十个大麻长大麻风，就是说抓紧那个机会。
And so these lepers, 10 lepers, they have to seize these opportunities.
他说：“耶稣，可怜我们吧。”
So Jesus, have mercy on us.
我们有需要。
We have needs.
你听到我们的呼喊吗
？Can you hear our cry?
继续唱到圣经怎么说呢？第14节。
And in verse 14, what does the Bible say?
耶稣的反应怎么样
？What was Jesus's response?
看见这些人吗
？Did he see these people?
看见吗？看见，当然也听见。
And he did see them, and he heard them.
在当时的社会里面，有没有其他人看到这个十个长大麻风的人呢
？In the society of that day, did anyone in the crowd see them?
你想他们十个人站在那边，有人看见吗
？Do you think that with 10 of them standing there, would people miss them?
当然看见。
Of course they would see them.
但这十个人没看见。
But actually, they did not see them as well.
中文有一句话呢，就视若无睹，听过吗
？In the Chinese saying, there's this translation that says, "seen as if not seen."
非常好翻译了这个哈，视若无睹，你看是看见，其实也不看见。
You've seen the person, but you really it's not in your visual.
就是看见那就无动于衷。
Because when you see the person, you're not moved.
你的问题跟我没关系。
Your problem is your problem.
你继续的挣扎。
You can continue on.
我继续我自己的生活。
I have my own life to live.
但耶稣有个不一样的情况。
But Jesus has a different situation.
他看见了。
He saw.
正如当时以色列人在埃及的时候。
And it's just like the Israelites when they were in Egypt.
受人欺负。
They were bullied.
被人压迫。
They were oppressed.
非常困苦当中。
In such deep pain.
他向神呼求。
They call out to God.
神听见了。
And God heard.
神也看见了。
And God saw.
他有行动。
And God had acted.
他差派摩西去把他们带领出来。
God sent Moses and brought them out of Egypt.
这给我们很大的安慰。
This is such comfort.
很多时候我们有需要的时候，我们就呼求。
It means that when we have needs, we can cry out.
我们中国人比较少讲这么大声，对不对？
For us Chinese, we rarely scream out.
我们暗示。
We kind of just drop hints.
哎，我有需要啊，暗示一点点。
Hey, I have, you know, needs.
暗示了没有反应。
But after the hinting,
向他们也暗示了。
Well,
向另外一个人也暗示了
trying to hint to another person,
也没反应、
oh, there's no response too.
很快就觉得绝望了
And very soon we're into despair.
希望这情况不会在教会里面发生
I hope that this situation does not happen
我们会敏感地看见听见别人的困难
that we have to be sensitive and we do hear of people.
好像耶稣当时这样他看见他也听见了
It's just like Jesus who saw and he heard.
同时他动了慈心
and his heart was moved by compassion.
对他们说你们去把身体给祭司查看
and he said to them go show yourselves to the priests
这是旧约一种的规矩
this is a ritual that we see in the Old Testament
如果您看利未记的时候讲得很清楚的
if we look at the book of Leviticus it's very clearly written
你们怎么知道一个人长大麻风呢
how do you know if the person had leprosy
有专家在诊断的
there will be professionals who will diagnose it
这专家就是专家就是那个技师
and this professional
如果技师说你有长大麻风你就要隔离出来了
and that person is a priest and if the priest diagnoses that you have leprosy you have to be separated
有的时候你说我的麻风没了
and if the leprosy is gone
我说我得到医治了
if I am healed
谁决定你是得到医治还没得到医治呢
but who makes that determination
不是你自己决定的
you don't determine that yourself
是技师决定的
The priest.
祭司公开说你这个人应该医好了
The priest will publicly announce that this person has been healed.
可以再次进入人群当中生活
And this person can again return
这个人就被社会再次接纳
And the community can again be this person can once again be accepted by the community.
耶稣说你们去把身体给祭司查看
Jesus says go and have yourselves checked by the priest.
这是病前的检查呢还是病后的 follow up 呢你说
Is this a pre or post
checkup?
Ailment checkup.
你们觉得之前还是之后呢
？Is this before or after?
他们需要祭司说他是长大麻风的吗？这个时候
？At this point in time, do they need the priest to declare that they have leprosy?
不需要。
No.
讲得很清楚，说长大麻风的嘛。
It's very clearly written that they have leprosy.
因为他们去的时候就洁净了。
Because when they went, they were cleansed.
肯定是病后一种的检查。
Clearly, this is a post-healing follow-up.
他们去的时候就洁净了。
So when they went, they were cleansed.
对他们来说是个新的开始了。
For them, this is a new beginning.
很难得个机会。
It's such a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
身份不同了。
With different status.
我跟你们是一样。
Right now, I'm the same as.
以前我跟你们不一样。
Before this, we are different.
我在社会里面没有地位。
I had no stature within the society.
没有工作的机会。
I have no opportunity to work.
我是接受你们的怜悯。
I could only receive your.
我们是可怜的人。
We are pitiful people.
哎，现在我洁净了。
Now I'm cleansed.
我跟你们一样了。
I'm the same as you.
高兴吗
？Are not happy?
当然高兴。
Of course.
内中有一个人见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神。
And so one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he came back and praised God in a loud voice.
又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。
He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him.
同时呢，这个人是撒玛利亚人。
And he was a Samaritan.
他有这种的感恩的心。
He had a grateful heart.
他知道自己已经痊愈了。
He knows that he's fully healed.
按照旧约的规矩，他还要献那个赎罪祭的。
in the Old Testament law, he also had he had to offer up an atonement sacrifice.
啊，就给你们看到呢，一切的苦难的背后，最终的原因就是罪的问题。
And we see that behind all suffering, there is a problem of sin.
这个罪不一定是个人的罪的问题。
It may not be your personal sin.
不过是承认罪的存在。
But then it's an acknowledgement that sin is present.
预表将来呢，这个罪会被除掉的。
It is to signify that sin in the future times it will be wiped out.
所以这个撒玛利亚再回到耶稣面前。
So this Samaritan man came back before Jesus.
大声归荣耀给神。
And he loudly gave glory to God.
他知道这件事不是偶然发生的。
He knew that this was by no accident.
他知道神在他身上有工作的。
He knew that God is working.
是神亲自医治了他。
That is God who healed him.
同时在他面前那位就是神。
And that the one who stands before him is God.
他俯伏在耶稣面前来感谢他。
He fell down before Jesus to thank Jesus.
承认耶稣基督的身份。
And acknowledge who Jesus is.
当我们接受别人的帮助的时候
As we receive help from people,
我们一般的反应是什么样呢
What is our usual response?
如果我们觉得这个非常珍贵的行动一定会有好的感谢的行为
If we think that this is something to be treasured, we will have that grateful heart.
你不会忘记对方的恩惠的
You will not forget what the good that has been done on you.
大概是三年前我在洛杉矶侍奉的时候
About 3 years ago when I was serving in Los Angeles,
有一次我开车出门
I was driving out.
被另外车就撞进来了。
I was hit by another car.
啊，这个车完全是 total.
The total car.
跟那 Shana 最近的情况一样啊。
Similar to what Sister Shana went through recently.
我没事。
I was fine.
我就出来了。
So I stepped out the car.
对方知道他做错事，他也不要讲。
The offender knew that he was in the wrong.
他就在哭。
By remain silent,
一位女士在那边哭，
她
很惧怕。
Just afraid.
那么后来呢？后面有个妇女就走到前面来。
Then there was this woman who came around.
她就说 ，Are you all right？ 就问我好吧？没事吗
？Are you all right？
我就说我没事啊。
And I said I'm fine.
我动来动去都没怎么疼啊。
Moved around and there was no pain.
到下午才知道有事。
But I realized only.
当时没事。
At that point in time.
他说我就走到那个妇人的后边，看到的车撞红灯。
She saw that this woman had ran the red light.
他说我愿意做你的见证人。
She said I would like to be your witness.
这是我的电话。
This is my phone number.
你随时可以联络我。
You could just call me anytime.
因为这个见证人呢，这个 case 很快就 close 了。
Because of this witness, the case was closed very soon.
警察也跟这个见证人讲，讲过话，问过他。
The police did investigate and had a talk with.
跟我所讲的符合。
And it matched up with my own testimony.
那么当然，这个 insurance 这个问题还好几个月才能够 settle.
And of course, the problem with the insurance took months before it was resolved.
但是我还在惦念这位女士。
But in my heart, I continue to remember this woman.
她的 last name 是 Cruz.
Her last name is Cruz.
常常记得。
I remember it often.
我说当这个问题完全解决的时候，我一定要联络她，请她吃饭。
And I said to myself, I will have to treat this woman once this entire case is closed.
差不多半年后呢，我就打电话给她。
About half a year later, I called her.
她有点不记得我是谁了。
She really can't remember who I was.
我说你记得半年前你曾说你就做我的见证人吗
？And I told her, Do you remember about half a year ago you offered to be my?
哦对哦对对对，我承认过这件事。
And she said, Oh yes, yes, I do remember now.
有麻烦吗？
Is there any trouble?
我说没有啊，
no.
完全解决了。
Oh, it's completely resolved.
我要请你吃饭。
I would like to treat you to a meal.
他有接受。
And she accepted it.
我们送个礼物给他。
And we gave a little.
因为 settle 之后不是 bribery， 对不对
？Because once the case is settled, the gift is no longer a bribe.
非常高兴跟我们聊天。
And we're very happy we had a good chat.
我请他吃dim sum， 知道吗
？I treated her to dim sum.
他说我很喜欢 dim sum， 但没有机会吃过。
Oh, I love dim sum, but I've never had the opportunity to try.
我觉得是我一种表达，一种表示。
For me, I need to show or express that gratitude.
我不会忘记他的恩惠。
That I do not forget.
但是圣经说，当时还有九个人不在。
But Jesus says there were these nine who were absent.
他说那九人在哪里呢？
Where are these nine?
受医治的不是十个人吗？
Weren't ten healed?
那十个人不需要个大学毕业人来计算那个数字吧？
For ten, you don't really need a college degree to be able to count.
小学生也会计算嘛，对不对？
Even if you're in elementary school,
十个人减了一个，还有多少？
Ten minus one is.
还有啊，多少？你们都会的吧？哎，那个数学不是那么差了。
I'm sure your math is not that.
十个减了一个，还有九个。
So ten, take away one, you get nine.
耶稣当时我医治不是十个人吗？
Jesus said, didn't I heal all ten?
为什么只有一个人回来呢？
Why only one returned?
九个到哪去了？
Where are the other nine?
可能太兴奋了。
Maybe they were just too excited.
过正常生活了。
Now they're living a normal life.
以前不正常。
It was abnormal before.
现在有机会过正常生活了。
Now they have the opportunity.
尽量争取所谓正常的生活。
And so now they're trying their very best to live a normal life.
正常的生活也有正常生活的压力的。
Well, there are stresses in the normal life.
你们都上班对不对？
While you're working.
你们有家庭对不对？
You have family.
正常生活嘛。
It's normal life.
正常生活也有它的压力的。
There are stresses.
他去那边生活去了。忘记要做一些重要的事。
And so many people will just go on living the normal life, forgetting an important thing that they have to do.
很多时候我们就在正常生活当中被捆绑也不知道。
And a lot of times we are bound even within the life that's normal and we have no realization of that.
另外可能一个原因就是耶稣没有直接的用手摸他们说怎么做什么医治的行为。
And another possible reason is that Jesus did not lay his hands on them, so there was no direct physical gesture.
主耶稣只是说你去把身体给祭司看。
Jesus merely said, go and show yourself to the priest.
那些就好了。
And I'm healed.
跟他可能没关系。
Maybe it has nothing to do with
可能是巧合的。
Maybe it's just coincidence.
对方就没有功劳了。
Well then Jesus has no credit.
他们也可能就是一般性的东西不是很特别的行为。
And perhaps this is just a very usual kind of behavior.
要发现呢，十个人都被医治了。
So we see that ten were healed.
如果只有我被医治，那就很特别了。
If only I got well, then.
如果一两个人受医治就很特别了。
If one or two out of that many.
十个人都得到医治。
But all ten.
并没有什么特别的地方吧。
So there's not that.Much of a specialness to
就把这个特殊的行为平常化。
And so you normalize something that is actually in fact special or spectacular.
很多时候我们基督徒都犯了这个毛病。
And many of us Christians we have this.
我信主之后得到神的赐福。
After I believed in Jesus,
神赐我一个很美好的家庭。
God has blessed me with a wonderful family.
神给我一份很好的职业。神赐我健康的身体。哎，看看他，看看他，哎，他怎么都是啊？
And we look around and say, hey, everyone's the same.
如果每个人都有的话，就不觉得是特别。
And if everyone is special, then no one is.
其实每一个恩惠都是特别的。
But every grace, in fact, is.
虽然我们大家都共同享受就是恩惠，都是特别的恩惠。
Although we all collectively we share in the goodness, but
不要把神特殊的恩惠平常化。
Let's not normalize the goodness that comes from.
把它平常化就不觉得要向神感恩。
To normalize anything that is good and special from God.
其实这个回来感谢耶稣了是个外邦人啊。
And the one who returned to thank Jesus is in fact a Gentile.
这里说是外族不是犹太人。
It's a foreigner, it's not an Israelite.
说耶稣特别觉得奇怪。
So Jesus thought it strange.
这个人竟然知道怎么向神感恩。
How is it that this person knows to give thanks to God?
我的子民也不会这样做法。
My own people.Don't do this.
说心里面有点的感叹。
And so there was a kind of a sigh in his heart, a lament.
他说被洁净不是十个人呢，那九个在哪里呢？
We're not all ten cleansed. Where are the other nine?
是不是有点不甘心？
Was there a kind of a regret?
是不是有点失望？
Or disappointment?
他没有交他们的医药费。
That they did not pay up their medical fees.
十个有十个医药费就不少了，对不对？耶稣从来没有要求医药费的。
Well, Jesus never requested anything.
神的恩典永远是没有附带条件。
God's grace is always unconditional.
所以肯定耶稣不是觉得他们应该付什么的代价。
So it's definitely the case that Jesus did not require them to repay.
可能心里面有点惋惜。
Maybe he felt kind of well,
惋惜着。Feeling bad for them.
Yeah,
feeling bad for them. 因为他有更美好的东西要给这些人。
Because he does have more of and better things to give to them.
九个人得到医治就离开了。
All nine of them, they received the healing.
吃了 spaghetti 就要离开了。
They, after they had the spaghetti, they wanted to go.
没想到更大的祝福还要来到。
They did not know that a bigger blessing was to come.
你们看下面怎么讲呢？
What does the Bible say?
第十九节说。
Verse 19.
起来走吧。
Rise and go.
你的信救了你了。
Your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you.
这句话有什么特别的地方呢？
What's so special about this particular statement?
耶稣不是宣判他已经得到医治。
Did not Jesus already announce that he is healed?
祭司已经做这个工作了。
And the priest has done his job.
不需要求耶稣再次重复做这件事。
And so Jesus did not have to repeat what was already done.
他说你的信救了你了。
And yet Jesus says your faith has made you well.
英文那个翻译是好像医治那个字那个 make you well.
In English, it's translated in a way that sounds like it's still talking about physical healing.
但是原文那个字是拯救那个字。
But in the original text, it does refer to the word salvation or save.
救主就是这个字。
That savior comes from the same word.
耶稣说你的信救了你了。
And so Jesus says your faith has saved you.
得到更大的祝福，什么祝福呢？
What's the bigger or better blessing that you received?
从罪当中得到释放。
A release from sin.
不是单单从大麻风得到医治。
It's not just a healing from leprosy.
他已经进入神的永恒那个国度里面。
But he's now entered into the.
他说你的信救了你。
He said that your faith has healed you.
信是有对象的。
That faith has an object.
信不是主观的感受。
Faith is not subjective.
不要随便说我有信心赚大钱。
It's not just to say, oh, I have faith.
我有信心要病要好了。
Or that I'm going to get well.
信心不是主观的感受。
Faith is not about how you.
耶稣讲得清楚，你的信信谁呢？
Jesus is very clear your faith and what's the faith.
看到前面呢，这个人俯伏在耶稣脚前。
And this person is laying.
他承认耶稣就是神。
The faith is on Jesus.
他心里面相信，口里也承认了。
In his heart he does believe, and through his mouth he proclaims.
所以这个人是得救的人。
So this person is a person who is saved.
我们高兴昨天下午跟杨老先生施洗。
Yesterday afternoon we were very joyful that we were able to baptize.
我们中间有十几个人做见证。
And there were ten over you of you who were witnesses.
这位老先生现在差不多接近90岁了。
And this elderly brother is about 90 years old.
你们中间很多人都为他祷告。
And many of you have prayed for him.
很多人为他做个见证。
And many of you have shared testimony.
最近他决志了，要信主。
And now that he has believed in Christ.
我就问他，你心里是相信耶稣是你的救主？
So I asked, do you in your heart of hearts believe in?
他口里愿意说，我相信，很清楚。
And through out of his mouth, he said, I do believe.
Kathy 当时也在场，非常高兴。
Kathy was present and she was very
我们在座的几位的弟兄姐妹说很感动。
And the brothers and sisters who were present.
他相信耶稣基督是他的救主。
He believes that Jesus is his savior.
我就为他施洗了。
So I baptized.
同时为他有个圣餐，一起来享受主里面那种的交流。
We also had the Lord's Supper together.
主耶稣不是来单单要解决我们今生的问题的。
So Jesus came not only to resolve the problems of this life.
耶稣在世界的时候也没有把所有的病人都医好了。
Jesus did not heal every sick.
他没有解决人所有的问题。
He did not solve every single problem.
他更关心就是永恒的问题。
But he's most concerned with the issue of eternity.
这一生很快就过去了。
This world will pass very soon.
你说我还年轻啊。
You said I'm young.
但是大家知道吗？我们这个位弟兄，不是弟兄，我们的朋友，在读大学的 Jerry 祷告。
But you know that we are praying for a brother, a friend who's in the university is called Jerry.
患了癌症。
He has cancer.
希望神会医治他。
We pray and we hope that.
我们谁知道我们今生的年日有多长呢
？We do know how many more years.
没人知道。
Oh, how many years we have on earth? We do not know.
我们中间有的是八十几，有的是九十几岁的。
Some of us here we are 80s, 90s.
神更关心我们永生的问题。
But yet God is most concerned about the issue of.
这永恒的生命是没有中断的。
Because it's only with the eternal life that there is no interruption.
今天可能你已经经历到神，经历到神一些的恩典。
And today you have received some blessings from God.
那这最大的祝福得到了没有？
Have you received the greatest?
你跟神有相遇了，神要你得到是什么呢？
If you have encountered God, what does God want you to have?
不是表面那些的问题了。
It's not just these superficial.
要解决我们终极的问题。
He wants to solve this absolute problem.
好几年前我在香港的时候突然觉得胸部有点不舒服
so many years ago all of a sudden I felt a discomfort in my chest
那么就找一位心脏科医生去看
and so we looked up a cardiologist
他帮我量血压
he measured my blood pressure
大家、好像没什么问题
so it seems fine your blood pressure seems fine
他在跟我听了我心跳动的情况
and he started to listen to my heartbeat
他最后呢做个心电图这个 treadmill 呢
and basically did a chart of we're running on treadmill I don't know the technical term
我就觉得问题就解决了吧
and the problem I thought was resolved
我就谢谢他帮我的忙
and I thanked him for his help
这是位弟兄的
it was a brother
他们走之前他给我一张纸
and before that he gave me a slip of paper
你下个礼拜呢到这个医院去检查
and he said go to this hospital for a checkup
有点不太高兴哦
somehow felt unhappy
所做的都是好像正常的为什么还要去做什么东西呢
well the results turned out just to be ordinary why do I still need an additional checkup
下礼拜就到医院去做那个检查
so the next week I did go to the hospital for a checkup
这检查叫做 angiogram angiography 那个是心脏摄影
and
I should say the 心脏摄影你说 angiogram 对、yeah.那个就将一个 导管呢、啊、通过动静脉一直通到心脏里面去看的
and they put in the endoscope all the way into the heart
他给我看的那个电视荧幕上面的图啊
and through the screen
一路坐在跟我解释怎么样
as the endoscope passed through my different
进到心脏的时候他喷一些东西进去
He was describing what we were seeing, and when it arrived at the heart, he was pumping.
我心里觉得有点热热那个感觉。
All of a sudden, I felt kind of warm in this area.
看完之后呢，他就关了。
And after the checkup, he turned off.
他说：“许牧师啊。”
Said, "Well, Reverend Shi."
这个是最 conclusive 的答案。
This is the most conclusive answer.
你不需要担心了。
You don't have to worry.
一切正常。
Everything is normal.
之后我就在等啊，那个医院那个。Bill 就是什么时候会来
and so I was just waiting for the bill to arrive
最后来了
and when it came
写的数字都是相当高的数字很多零在后面那种的数字
there were many 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 zeros
我看到就有点担心了是宣教士嘛这么多零怎么处理呢
and when I saw it I was kind of worried because as a missionary how do you deal with the zeros
那最后的总结是个零
but right at the endthe final answer was 10.
他帮我付一切的费用。
He has paid out the entire cost for me.
一毛钱都不需要费。
I did not have to pay a single cent.
给我很大的提醒。
It was a big reminder.
神的恩典就是那种的恩典。
God's blessing is such.
没有附带条件。
That there is no.
他要彻底的解决我们的问题。
No fine prints, and he's going.
进到我们心灵里面，他找一些的问题。
Completely resolve all our questions, and is going into our heart.
最后我们在基督里面得到赦免。
And we will receive forgiveness.
一切都清了，清白了。
That everything will be.
都干净了。
That it is cleansed.
就是我们今天要守圣餐那个意义。
And today, that is the meaning of as we take the Holy Communion.
我们唱一首歌。
Let us sing a song.
这一生最美的祝福。
The most beautiful blessing of this life.
And
I so hope that everyone would know who Jesus is.
有一次，耶稣行了个很大的神迹。
There's one time Jesus performed a great miracle.
他用了点点的东西，一些饼，一些鱼，就喂饱几千人。
He used a little bread, a little fish, and he fed thousands.
那么这些受惠的人呢，就常常跟着他了。
And those who receive such a blessing wanted to follow him.
不是要上班了，对不对？
You don't have to work anymore.
每次听到就有东西吃，根本不好啊。
Every time they listen to a sermon, there's something to eat. How great is that?
但耶稣给他们很大的提醒。
But Jesus gave them a very big reminder.
不要为那必坏的食物的劳力。
Do not work for the food that will pass away.
要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
But to work hard for the food that will stay for eternity.
你的关注点不是必坏的食物。
That your focus should not be on the food that will decay.
不是今生的问题。
It's not the issues of this life.
要关注的永生的问题。
You have to be concerned of the issue of eternity.
他要他们得到这永生的粮。
And he wants everyone to receive this eternal food.
这个粮是神赐给我们的。
And this eternal food is given to us by God.
这个粮给我们有生命的。
It gives us life.
说当时他们说主啊，请你把这个粮给我吧。
And so when they said, Lord, give us this bread.
耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
And Jesus says, I am the bread.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
Whoever comes to me, you will no longer hunger.
信我的永远不渴。
The one who believes in me will thirst no more.
他讲得清楚，叫一切信主的人呢、啊、得到永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
Jesus said it very clearly that whoever believes in me will have eternal life, and at the end of days I will resurrect him.
说主耶稣在被卖那一夜。
So Jesus on the night that he was betrayed.
他有个很重要的功课要教导门徒的。
He has a very important lesson that he wants to teach to the disciples.
道是听过了。
You've heard the sermon.
他是生命的粮。
He is the bread of life.
他拿着饼起来。
And he took bread.
我们叫做食物教材了。
And he's talking about a object lesson.
他把那饼掰开。
He broke bread.
他说这就是我的身体。
And he said, well, this is my body.
为你们呢掰开的。
It has been broken for you.
你们吃了。
Eat this.
我就是生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
饭后他拿着杯来。
And after the meal, he took the cup.
他说你看啊，这是我立约的血。
He said, look, this is the blood by which I laid out the covenant.
为你们流的。
It has been bled for you.
你们喝。
Drink of this.
为了纪念我。
It's to remember me.
我们基督徒就在这个神成就的施工跟展望他再来之间那个阶段。
So right now we are in a stage where we are living past what God has accomplished, but yet at the same time we are looking forward to the future.
这个时候我们在神面前有个安静反省的时间。
And right now we will have a time of just quiet meditation before God.
我们施餐的弟兄姐妹到前面来。
And for the brothers, the helpers, please come forward.
请大家在座位上安静。
And please remain in your seats and be in silence.
请他是下面为我们做个感恩的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you because you are a wonderful Father, and it is indeed a privilege to be able to call you Father. And what honor it is that we are your children and we have received blessing upon blessing. And we thank you that in Jesus Christ, you have accomplished.What you set out to do, and that is to save us sinners, not only from sin, but into your glory, into your presence. And we want to thank you that we have this opportunity to continue on this ceremony, this observance of the Holy Communion, to bring into mind and to bring into remembrance the one who has healed us, the one who has declared us cleansed before you. We want to thank you that we have the bread and we have the cup.And we just pray that in our heart of hearts, we truly believe in your good work, and that we will always look to Christ to see that in Christ we have all the delights that we can ever have in this world, and for God, you to be our ultimate pleasure and our absolute pleasure. Thank you again, and we pray that as we receive this cup and bread, it is received with purity of heart, purity of hands.For truly, we have to come before you and be remorseful of our sin, but at the same time be glad that we are now cleansed. Thank you, Lord, for such blessings, and we pray that all the prayers and all the praise and all the repentance will be received by you and pleasing before your eyes. We thank you and pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.如果你已经受洗归入基督，我们欢迎你领受这个圣餐。
If you are already baptized and you have been received into Christ, we welcome you to participate in this Holy Communion.
如果还没有受洗呢，你可以在那边观礼，在神面前安静的思想。
If you have not yet been baptized, you can observe the ceremony, but continue on in your meditation.
拿了饼之后，请大家彼此等待，我们一起来领受。
After you take the bread, please just wait on.So that we can, at the end, take the bread together.